from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Clarification for everybody on the James Reimer signing for the Sabres. It's a one-way deal. All that means is he gets $1 million in Buffalo or Rochester, which kind of gets to a point here that the Sabres on free agency and the cap and spending money, they've had money in Rochester these last couple of years.
Yeah.
And Reimer, if he's down in Rochester, would be another $1 million in Rochester. So he's making 1 year, $1 million. He would have to clear waivers to go to Roch. Maybe he would. Maybe he wouldn't. He's $1 million goalie. So he's the new Comrie. Although they never waived Comrie. Comrie's back in Winnipeg.
Well, they did during the season. Right?
Oh, that's right.
They did during the season. They needed to do that to send him down.
Because Luukkonen had showed up, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And when they sent Levi down, they did – well, they went back. All right, so one-year contract for Reimer. I got to believe Levi is going to be their number two goaltender. I don't know what else there is for him to do in Rochester. He was the best goalie in the AHL for 5 months and was amazing in the playoffs. He was making like 50 save performances after being the best college goalie ever, and his advanced numbers in the NHL were actually pretty good. They're even, in some places, really good. Like, Money Puck is one site where he was, like, top 10. I don't know if he was that good, because a lot of the other sites, he was more closer, like, just above average. But his... some of those advanced numbers said he had... I'm trying to remember the exact stat it was. But one of the numbers that kind of shows, like, okay, how hard was your assignment in goal? And, like, on the shots you face, chances per minute you're in the net, whatever it was, he had, like, the second toughest assignment in the league last year.
Mm. Okay.
Like, they were good defensively when Luukkonen was in goal, and then when Levi was in net, they were horrible for whatever reason, maybe complete coincidence. So I don't know why it would make any sense for him to be in Rochester again, other than just, I guess you just want him to play more games there. How many games is Luukkonen going to play this year?
50.
All right. 32 games isn't enough for him to be in Buffalo. I gotta put Reimer up here because 32 games
maybe
isn't enough.
I might want him playing more than 32.
All right. You also can send him back and forth.
Yeah, I'm in for a couple hours tomorrow, and then I'm on vacation. Listen, there's good news. Well, not vacation. But
I was gonna say
parental leave.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, whatever.
It's a vacation. In some sense.
Really gonna take a run at Big Things Happen when I'm away.
Wow.
I got a good stretch here.
Yeah.
Any big Sabres trade could happen.
Yeah.
Between the 4th and the 24th. I'm just saying. Big window here.
Watch an offer sheet happen while you're
big away. Opportunity.
They're going to offer sheet Nietzsche's.
The Sabres trade for Dreisaitl.
What's the score to beat all time? Does Howard have like a
biggest thing?
The biggest thing? Because for me it was For me, my top is definitely the day that they cut everybody. Poyer and Trey White and...
Howard was gone for Mario Williams.
He was?
Yeah.
Like
that's pretty big.
Like, not just the day he signed, but, like, the build-up to the days before?
Yeah,
like
yes. Howard was away for the whole Mario Williams, yeah.
Oh, man, that's a legendary week to miss.
I missed a bunch of Sabres coaches getting fired. Every time I took a week off, I was away for, I believe, Kruger and definitely Housley and Ruff for the day.
I bet you came in for the Kruger.
I was in Vegas when Housley got fired. I remember that. I was in Vegas.
Yeah. I bet you came in for the Kruger one.
Maybe.
Steve and DePew's next. What's up, Steve?
Hi there. How you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
I have a couple of questions. Who do you find to replace Skinner in his 25 to 40 goals a year, even though he might be a defensive liability? And additionally to that, how in God's name can you think Byram's anywhere close to the upside is Mittelstadt? That was a really bonehead move because Byram had one good game while he was in Buffalo.
Thanks, Steve. It was more. I mean, every game he played with Dahlin, except one. There was one game that I think was one of these games Jeremy mentioned for, like, to get within 1 point of the playoffs or something. That they got steamrolled and they were terrible together. And then they got split up. Before that, it was like a 5-6 game stretch. Maybe Byram was good with Dahlin. He was like the worst defenseman in the league when he played with Joki Haru. But I don't know. How much pressure is on him to perform? Like, that's, at the moment, still Adam's biggest trade. And Mittelstadt was really good for Colorado. They just signed him to a big money deal. So, listen, he's got concussion history, and he's super talented. I don't think he's going to play with Joki Haru again. I think he's probably Power. He's in the top four, so it's everyone's healthy. It's Samuelson, Power, Dahlin. I don't know. I have no idea how good he is, though. I feel like going into the season, Byram, I've got no earthly idea how good he is. Maybe he's great. 803-0550 is the phone number. Extendo Sports, when we come back, Jeremy's got to duck out. I'm at a point, I've been listening to this Kyle Okposo Spit and Chicklets interview today, and right where I left off, he's getting asked about how he and Reinhardt won the cup, and O'Reilly won the cup before that, and Eichel won the cup as well. So very curious to hear what Okposo had to say on that. Maybe we'll run that back for you, or at least tell you what he said. Also, I've got a couple more minutes in Extendo to rant on how it is 9:43 a.m., and Greg Berhalter is still the manager of the United States men's national team in soccer. 9:43. You want to know how obsessed I am with him getting canned here by Team USA? I know for a fact, I've looked this up, it's 1,020,447 minutes until the 2026 World Cup. And every minute he is the manager is wasted. The Okposo comment when we come back. I think it's going to be good. I feel like I have a sense it's going to be good. Stay tuned. It's WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.